I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Let's BOGO. The Hoppin' Good Sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Get him in the lineup. What he showed during spring training, that is a thing that could really change this lineup. How are you feeling? And you can answer this question as you listen as well. How are you feeling about what you're seeing from Cam Smith right now?
It's a little disappointing, but it probably should be expected. I mean, yep. I think we all got overwhelmed by what he was doing in spring training, but you and I talked about it at the time. It's so different from what would be expected at the big league level. It's like winning at Papa Shot and thinking you can walk on to the Houston Cougars. It's just two different type of games as a hitter and what you're dealing with. So this should be expected. I'm a little disappointed in the sense that I thought it'd be slightly better. I didn't think he'd be on the big league roster opening day and just from the jump be a 300 hitter and mash 35 homers, but I thought he would look a little more comfortable than he has to this point. Now, like, he got a big hit yesterday that drove in their only run in regulation and had a nice catch and so on and so forth, but I thought it'd be a little bit better. With that said, now you just have to ride it out, though. You can't send them down at this point.
Yeah, no, you've made the commitment.
Yeah, and you can't even, I don't even like this platoon. I think you get better by just getting the reps and getting the at-bats. And,
oh, you think they're sitting him too much?
Yeah, he should be out there. I mean, it's good, I guess, mentally. You get to take a day off and watch some film and relax and rest your mind, talk to the coaches, but you know, I think reps are always the best thing, and so I'd want him in there every day and until he gets enough reps where you start to see some of that improvement and get better. I think he needs more at-bats. So I'm a little surprised. Not really. I thought he'd be a little more comfortable, but this is kind of what we should have expected. Not a lot of experience at the professional level. Jumping right in, you should know it'd be a slow start. Doesn't mean this is going to be his entire season, but you know, he's figuring this out in real time.
Yeah, he looks... He looks overpowered, overmatched at times. To me, like, you know, as we said, man, what kind of we know he's tearing up this pitching, but this isn't consistent major league pitching that has a developed game plan on how they want to get you out. So we knew there would be some struggles, but he does. He looks overmatched, and it's just one small thing that I see that has been noticeable even since spring training, and I don't know what that's about. At first, I thought it was like a really like oh man, that's that shows he's a mature hitter, but now I don't know about it. Outside of like yesterday, that triple he got down the third base line, everything is opposite field. Like and some of it, I ain't going to take from it. Some of it is maybe him going with the pitch and going oppo and doing that. But it happens so often, Luke. It feels like it's because he's late and he's unable to catch up and get around on pitches. That's the one thing is, even in spring training, we saw pick power, but we did see a lot of his balls just going oppo. Going opposite. And like today, even his RBI hit was a single going the other way. He was up yesterday. That's why that one yesterday, that was one of the first ones I've seen going down the line. He was up yesterday with the bases loaded early in that game, and he hit it. He hit it oppo. Again, someone texting, come on, man, give the kid a chance. Good grief. No, I'm just asking you, what do you see? How do you feel about him? He was hitting 143 coming to the game, right? And just what you see is, yo, this is a guy that was talked about. The excitement level was really high. He's been dropped to the 9 spot today. And just what are you seeing from him? I wouldn't go disappointed because, you know, I'm not surprised that he didn't just, you know, come out the gates rolling. The only thing is it is weird to see that he doesn't get on top of balls and pull balls more. No. Like that it seems like everything goes the other way. That is just something to watch, right? That is just something to watch that he doesn't seem to drive the ball. It's everything, like, is he late or is he really trying to drive it that way?
Just to further prove your point, he's pulled only 9% of balls this year. So everything's going
that
the
kid
other way.
That big, like that you would think, hell yeah, people start playing his ass opposite field, like in the outfield.
They should. If they haven't already, and about 2/3 of his balls have been on the ground. So you'd like to see him get a little more elevated. That's the other thing, too, is as you still figure out big league pitching, I would like to, at this point, this is all to be expected, but I would like to see him get behind a few. Like when he does make contact, every once in a while, really drive a ball.
One, yeah.
Just because he has that raw power, and we just haven't seen that. He has one extra base hit, as we just said, a lot of stuff on the ground. Yeah, that's right. It was yesterday, that lone one. And even that wasn't hit all that hard, or like a typical off-the-wall extra base hit. A lot of it's the other way on the ground. If you're going to struggle early on, at least, you know, show some of that power potential where you're driving some balls to.
But again, as we said, there's no need to send him down. I'm with you. He'll play him more.
Yeah.
Get up here. You said he needs to get everyday starts. I think he's already missed 4 games that he hasn't started in. So play him. But this he was the most talked about guy coming out of spring training. I'm just curious where folks are. Someone says that he stands too far from the plate. If that, there may be something. Maybe that is a thing. Like and guys are pitching him away, and he goes, and maybe there's an adjustment to be made there where he gets more of the plate. I think he does feel like with his long arms, he can cover more of the plate. But, yeah, I just – as you said, we saw oppo power, center field power in spring training. I don't know that I've really seen a ball that I've ever felt like had a chance to get out. You know what I mean? Like that was driven, as you said there. So, hopefully he continues – hopefully, one, he continues to get starts every day out there in right field, and this thing starts to turn around. All right, the Masters, don't they start up tomorrow, right? Thursday, the Masters start up tomorrow. What's your excitement level? Scale of 1 to 10 right now. What's your excitement level of the Masters right now? Scottie Scheffler looking to win it again. Rory, who won a tournament not too long ago, first time in a while. What's your excitement level of Augusta this year?
I'll say it's the same as it has been for the last number of years, which isn't too high. I'm more of just the average golf fan, so like I'll tune in on the weekend.
Are you gonna watch? You think you're watching Sunday?
If it's interesting enough, which it depends on the golfers, I'll check it out. But we were talking about this earlier, where there's going to have to be a certain story to get me to the TV. We'll see if we get it. It has to be a handful of golfers, or if it's really close. If it's like a, you know, one stroke lead coming down the last couple of holes, I'll throw it on for that. But I'm a pretty average golf fan viewer, so for me, ever since Tiger's prime, all the Masters have been kind of the same, where there has to be something specific to that Masters that's going on that weekend that will get me to tune in.
Yeah, I'm a Tiger. Someone texted in at a 10. You're probably, that was Tyler, I think.
I'm not at a 10, but I know Tyler. I'll be very involved.
Like, you'll be watching it all. You'll be tomorrow. He'll be updating it.
I love Augusta.
Yeah. I'm with you. There has got to be something to get me to the table right now. Now, I won't just say I'm all Tiger. Like, there are some people who are just Tiger golf fans, and they only watch it. Like, Phil has got me to there. That Phil has got me. That 1 year Bubba Watson won the Masters. Like, I was in for that. Brooks has got me. There have been some moments that that I have felt. I don't, like, there is, I don't even know what the story is that gets me there. Like, Scottie Scheffler dominating, I don't know that that gets me to come to tune in Saturday or Sunday. I don't know. Rory, maybe if it was Scottie Scheffler and Rory coming down to the end and they were rolling. I don't know what golf story or what golf situation is going to be something that pulls me to be intrigued and interested. I know Scottie Scheffler is really, really good, and I love greatness.
I think a lot of people feel like you're laying out.
He doesn't drive me to.
He's not quite the excitement level old Eldrick and the fist pumping gave us.
Yeah.
But he is a great, great golfer.
Is Dustin Johnson, is he clean?
Oh, you never know.
Like that, Dustin used to be interested. I tell you what could get me. Rick.
Oh, yeah.
If Ricky Fowler and his bright-ass colors, I don't know, I have a soft spot for Ricky.
Same.
And there is, like, Ricky is somebody who is known and is one of those guys that ain't never won a major. And that, like, if Ricky Fowler has a big moving day on Saturday and he is in contention on Sunday, I think Rick gets me there.
Oh, yeah.
I think I don't know if there's another story.
That'd turn me on.
I don't know if there's another. Ricky Fowler is maybe the only story that where I am locked in. Other than that, man, I don't know if the Masters is going to get me to the.
And that would be a good one. That storyline, I mean, like I said, I'm going to be plugged in. I love Augusta every year. I love the Masters. But if Ricky Fowler is in contention as we're heading into Sunday, I'm going to be very, very much glued to that television set.
Yeah, I'll be rooting. I will be rooting. I do, you know, back in the Tigers' heyday, I know you're not supposed to do this. I do things where I cheered and booed other players. I know you're not supposed to do that. I was in there yelling, miss it.
I miss like it. That out of you.
Miss it. Miss it. I wouldn't say it if I was there. But I'd be like, miss it. No, yeah. Rick is the one. I think Rick is the one that gets me there. All right, last night. I think this JT Orr fella, honestly, he should be reprimanded, something. I'm not saying a man should be suspended or he should lose his job. But last night in the OKC Lakers game, in a tight game, the Lakers had just taken the lead in the fourth quarter on Luka's shot. And Luka was going back and forth with a fan. And Luka hit the shot, turned and sent some to the fan. Look like they're just going back and forth, just trash talk back and forth. And then next thing you know, I guess old JT Orr, the official, looked at it, heard it, and just believed that was meant for him. And bam, blew the whistle dead and teed up Luka. And it was his second tee, and then he got ejected from the game. Like, this is like, and by the way, my man has been a referee for 15 years in the NBA, and he has only refereed one playoff game.
Ha!
In 15 years, he also was a college referee, and he only refereed one NCAA tournament game.
Jeez.
How the hell, like, you got to get that right. Like, could you imagine a national TV game and a star of any kind gets thrown out because they had a back and forth with a fan? Like, and it wasn't like he was going into the stands back and forth. He was running back and just like, hey, knock that down. I could not believe it. Like, the Lakers were just incensed by what happened. It was the craziest thing in the world. And because they believe that JT Orr, the referee, and Luka, there's been like some history between the two of them. The, you know, the old Scott Foster. Who is it that Scott Foster hates? Is it Harden? Or is it Paul? Like, Scott Foster used to have.
And Harden is a turd that adds up.
Some issues. With Rockets players, but I couldn't believe that. He got thrown out for having a back and forth with a fan. A fan. And then obviously the Lakers just collapsed after that and the third.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop Early Access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Okay, well that was just, that was someone texting, cry more, Ron. I'd cry, like, come on, man. If Jalen Green got thrown out of the game because he was going back and forth with a fan like that, yeah, I would expect for you to go off. That's different than they didn't call that pass interference. That's different from ejecting a player from the game.
Yeah, somebody got in the face, Craig.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I remember when I was playing basketball growing up, a coach called inbounds play, and the ref thought he was yelling at the ref, and they teed him up just for calling a play. These refs, you have to have a really thick skin as a referee. Luka wasn't even talking to him anyways, but even so, I mean, you can't throw, these are who the people are paying to come see. You can't throw Luka out for comments made towards a fan, or even, I would say, you know, you got to really say something special, even to a ref. You got to keep these guys in, especially these big games at the end of the year.
Yeah, I get it, you say it to the ref, but come on, man. Shoot, Reggie Miller went over and choked himself in the face of Spike Lee. Like we got, that is wild. I bet he doesn't ref a playoff game this year.
No, yeah.
And I wouldn't want him if that's your fuse.
His track record speaks for itself. Also, by the way, since you brought up the whole Spike Lee, I guess this is like a super fan that was involved with Luka.
Yeah, tattoo guy or whatever. And
I also hate that whole thing. I hate these people that almost think like they're a part of the team or as big as the team. They become part of the storyline. They're at all the games. They wear these silly outfits. Tired of it. Tired of these fans that think they're like the greatest fan of the entire fan base.
Yeah, we got there's a few of them here in Houston. A few of those. Who's our fan of the year? What's her name? The fan of the year? Debbie the Texan. Debbie the Texan.
Shout out Debbie the Texan.
Yeah, Debbie. Debbie falls right in that category. But Debbie wouldn't do that. Debbie wouldn't force.
Hell no.
Luka. But hey, you can't tell that dude nothing. He affected the game.
Yeah?
He certainly affected the game.
He just wants some hookah and talk a little ish, like I said, man. It's all he wants in his life.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.